Welcome to episode 41 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Murray. There are many reasons why women choose to have children or decide not to. And there are just as many stigmas related to this topic, especially when it comes to the latter. Listen in today to hear one woman's story about her choice to remain childless and how her life is more fulfilling than ever. My guest is here today to talk about a topic that I feel is an important one. As women, it has to do with a question that I think we get asked a lot more frequently than men. And I do think it makes for an interesting conversation, and there are definitely some stigmas related to it. So I am going to turn it over to her and allow her to introduce herself and tell everyone a little bit about who she is and what she does. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. My name is Daisy. I am a native Dane, but I do live in Germany, in Berlin. Part-time digital nomad, van traveler. I work as a coach, so I'm working online with my clients. And what we're going to talk about today is I have chosen from a very early age to be child-free.
And I love that it is a choice that you made and that you are happy with that choice and owning that choice. If you could, talk to us a little bit about your decision to remain child-free.
Yeah, what do you say? The decision to remain child-free was quite easily. I'm from a very early age was saying, hey, I don't want to have children. I think I was around 16 the first time I expressed that thought. Mm-hmm. And I have never at any point, I'm 44 now, thought this was the wrong decision. It just from the very beginning landed with me that I wanted to have a life without children.
You know, and I love that you made that decision so young and like it stuck with you, because a lot of times people do change their mind and that's okay. But I
yes,
love that
perfectly.
Like, you knew that young and you have held on to that and you're still here and you're like, yep, this is what it is.
Yes, and of course, as I also made that decision that young, or at least expressed it that young, I think at least till I was 35, people was telling me, hey, you will change your mind,
yep,
or you will regret it. And like I said, I have never thought it should be different. And I have no regrets at all regarding it. But yeah, it is really this one of expressing openly that you don't want to have children, especially as a female. That seems to some people a little bit like a red flag of why are you questioning this? This is, you should have children. Every women want to have children.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's a great segue into my next question, is stigmas related to choosing not to have children. And I mean, I know I can think of a ton of them, but what are some of the ones that stand out to you or that you've experienced when you share with people like, no, I don't want to have children. I never wanted to have children. I'm not going to change my mind. What are some of those that you've experienced?
Yeah, I will say the most common one is this one, you will change your mind. So a little bit this one of neglecting my point of view of, hey, you don't know what you're talking about, where I'm a little bit, okay, it is my life. It's going to be my life. So I better know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that is what you say, a quite common one. And that one I have gotten, yeah, until what you say it, I feel that have happened two things. Either what you say, now I'm too old, so people don't ask the question. Or at some point, people started to be afraid of I couldn't have children and didn't want to ask it,
right,
to upset me.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, and I think we talked about this when we met the last time, mm-hmm, is why that's one of the first questions you ask someone when you meet them. Like, do you have children? Do you want to have children? When are you going to have children? Like, why is that one of those standard questions that we feel like we need to ask? Because I'm sure there's plenty of other women out there that are in the same boat as you who don't want to have children. And I think sometimes you know, for certain people, it can be triggering to hear a question like that because, like, you shouldn't have to explain to anyone why you don't want to have children.
No, definitely not. And also what you would say, I have been in a several longer relationship and I'm married now. So it has also, I hadn't had what you would say that escape of being a single female where you don't want to ask that question. It's like, oh, you do have a partner. That means that they have to come kids at some point. And I think it's really grounded in people's perspective that you should have children. So they, when you openly say, I don't want them, you take them by surprise and they want to know why. And it's funny because people can make other choices where we don't ask why, or where we will also perhaps consider it rude to ask why. For example, if someone choose, I don't drink alcohol, how many will ask, why don't you drink alcohol? But it's accepted to ask someone who says, I don't want children to ask why.
And it's, I mean, really, that's a personal choice. It's honestly, it's not anybody's business why you choose either to have a child or not have a child. And you know, I think that even, I mean, here in America too, it's the same way. And you know, it almost feels like there's like a pressure that you have to do that. And I don't, you know, that's not right either because not everybody either wants to, or some people just aren't, they don't have the, not the desire, I'm trying to think of the word, but like they just maybe don't ever feel that that was something that was meant for them, that they can or want to do. Like there's all sorts of different reasons. And I don't think that, you know, we should be making people feel bad or questioning their decision. You know, it's just it's so crazy to me. It's really crazy to me.
Yes. Yeah, and also for me it was very clear the first what do you say when I started thinking about this one of having a family and things like that. Like I said, it was very clear I didn't want to have children. And when I started to think about it, it was I don't want to have that obligation for the rest of my life. I want to be able to design my life in the way I want to have it, without having to take into consideration that I have to make the best choices for a child.
And you know, I think sometimes for someone who doesn't understand those thoughts, like I think people, one of the other stigmas is like that's selfish to feel that way, which I mean, I don't think that's the case at all because if you have a child, you want to be able to, you know, devote the time and energy to that child, you know? So you don't want to have a kid and then be like, oh, you know, I'm just going to do this, do that, blah, blah, you know, forget all of those responsibilities. I mean, obviously you're still a person when you're a mother, but there's a balance that has to come with that. And if you don't, if you're, that's not something that you desire, that should be okay. It's funny too, because I am a mother. I have one son, and for a while I did want more children. But the older I got and the older my son got, I'm at a point in my life now where I'm like, absolutely not. And the reasons are similar. Like, my son is old enough to take care of himself. You know, I can go out and he can stay home during the day. He does his own laundry. He can cook for himself. You know, all of those things. Like, I don't want to start over. I don't want to have another little human depending on me for every single thing throughout the day. I don't that I love to travel. You know what I mean? Like there's all these things that I love to do that I wouldn't be able to do if I had another baby. So, you know, I think it's important that we have this conversation to normalize that it's okay to not want children or even to not want any more children because that's the, you know, sometimes people think too, once you have one, you want to have a ton more. And, you know, I mean, it's like I said, I used to, but I don't anymore. I am perfectly content with the one that I have, and that is it.
And also this one of what you say, the part of people seeing you as selfish, or that one I have also experienced. And what I also have experienced when I say I don't want to have the responsibility, I want to design my life like I want. Also that one of Yeah, but you can also design that life with a child. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but that doesn't make me want
Changing my
it.
mind.
No, that's not the point. It's not that, hey, I haven't just not thought about the possibility I could have with a child. No, I have thought of all the possibility I can have without having a child, and I do like that option much better.
I love it. So when you said you're married now, but prior to getting married, did you have experience when you were dating or things like that, where like you were with people who wanted children and maybe you didn't, or how did your friends and family, I mean, they probably knew because you made that decision as a youngster. How did the people around you react to that decision?
I will say my friends and family have always supported it. I have never been asked any questions regarding that decision. But yeah, of course, when I started dating, also knowing this, and especially when I was younger, it was a little bit like it was in the back of my head when I started to like a guy I perhaps was dating. Okay, I need to bring this up before the emotions gets too serious, because I know for some people this is a deal breaker, saying there's not gonna be kids in our life together if we're gonna have a kid. So yeah, there was this pressure in the beginning of the dating, of saying, okay, when does it start to be so serious that I need to put this on the table? And not just as a casual conversation, but really, this is either or. This is how I want my life. Either you in or you out.
I mean, that's important too, though, because obviously in relationships it can be a deal breaker. If you're talking to someone and they're adamant that they want kids and you're adamant that you don't, then I mean the relationship probably isn't going to work. But it's also important too, like I just think about even family dynamics. I think it's great that your family was just accepting, because I think so many times families put pressure on people as they get older to get married, give them grandchildren and nieces and nephews and all of that stuff. And so I love that, like, the people around you were just like, okay, we know, and this is fine.
Yeah, and I think to a certain degree it's also we five siblings. So my parents have got all the grandchildren they could ever wanted to have. So I have not been an only child. So in that case, there haven't for my parents been a feeling of they have been lagging out of being grandparents because I have chose not to have kids.
Took the pressure off you a little bit.
Yes, it did. And I must I will say my parents adore the grandchildrens, but I have never, in fact, wondering how it would have been if I was an only child, if they was still feel like my decision was okay. As I know my parents, I would imagine it would be, and they would find another way of having either what you would say being grand children for someone who doesn't have any someone who hasn't had it anymore in friend circles or things like that.
I know, it's interesting to think about if the dynamic was different, like what would it be like that? But thankfully you don't have to worry about that, so that's a plus.
Yes, definitely.
Right, so if there was one thing that you would want the listeners to kind of take away from a conversation related to like making the choice to not have children, or someone who is maybe in that position and is worried about talking to people or sharing that with people, what is something that you would want them to just kind of keep in mind and remember?
Yeah, I will say to one who's wondering and thinking about if that is the life they want to have, do remember it's your life. So if this is what feels right for you, then it is the right decision for you. But also, you do need to grow a certain amount of thick skin because it will be questioned. And also, for some people, it will not be acceptable that you have made that choice. So that you also need to be aware of when making that decision that that will be the case. And I will also say to people who someone tell them they are child-free by choice, think about how you react instead of it's okay to ask why, but you can ask why in many way. You can ask why this is interesting. Oh, I want to know more about it, and why. And you can ask why in the way of have you made such a decision? So a more just mental way of right. asking why.
Yeah.
So think about how you ask. And I will also say this one, really, like I said, don't tell people they will change their mind. Perhaps they will change their mind, but then they will do it by themselves instead of someone telling them, hey, you're gonna change your mind.
Yeah, no, I mean, those are all great things. I agree with you completely because, you know, there is a way that you can ask people questions without being judgmental. And I think far
Yes.
too often, not even just with this topic, but in so many topics, when we ask questions, we might think that we're doing it from a place of like curiosity, but it's really coming from a place of judgment. So we've got to really learn how to, you know, reframe some of the things that we say and how we say them, because it really does make a huge difference when you're talking to people, when you come from a place of understanding as opposed to a place of judgment.
Yeah, and also sometimes what you would say, there can be the cultural difference in how you design your family. Now I'm what do you say, lucky to be raised in a country where it's pretty open of what is your decision and what is not your decision. And I do acknowledge for other women in their culture, this is a really difficult decision to make. And one of the things there is, what you say, also so great about the world today, you can find your friends and community online. There is community for women who choose to be child-free by choice.
Yes, yes. I mean, community is so important. I'm so glad you said that, because I think there probably are women out there who feel like they're alone in the decision to not have children. So you're right, being able to find that community, even if it is just an online community. I mean, some of my best friends are people that I've met online. Like we text each other, we have group chats, like, you know, so it's so important to find that community, because there are people out there who are in the same position as you. And there are also people who won't judge you, and they will understand you, and they will support you in whatever decisions that you're making. So, you know, I mean, the internet does sometimes get a bad rap because there are plenty of bad things about it. But I do think on this side of things, you're absolutely right. Like, finding that community, whether it be online or in real life, is so super important.
And I will also say, and that is what you say, both my experience and also the experience I have had to talk with other women who have chosen to be child-free. For those of your friends who do choose to get children, there will be the first 4 years where they are very focused on their kids, but they will come back around again. So don't believe you have lost a friend because she gets kids, but perhaps you also need to give her room to be a mother, especially when the child is young. And at some point she does come to this, what you say, where it's fun to do things without the child again. And in fact, it does become also that I know from some of my friends who have kids. Like they say, they do love to come to visit me, and there is no child talk. There is just grown up talk. We don't have to talk about schools and things like that. This is a grown up space. They are not here as a mother. They're here as a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I love that, because you're right. You know, I mean, there is that time period where it's kind of like, it's all about the kid. So, you know, understanding that is important too. And I think also, you know, being someone who has a child, I think you also have to understand, like, them maybe needing to separate themselves from you a little bit, because they don't understand that. It's not, they don't probably, I mean, sure, they're your friend and they probably care about you and your child, but they don't want to hear you talk about your kid all the time, 24/7, nonstop. Like, no, don't do that.
Exactly, yeah. And also a little bit like, yeah, you don't have any reference points, and you will never get those reference points regarding kids. But you also you were friends before they were kids, so there is other reference points between you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you mentioned that you're a coach. Is the coaching work that you do related to this area, or is it?
You could say, in a way, it is. I am a transformative coach, so I work with my clients' mindset. And this can be a mindset subject, of course, but I do not has as has specific as a client group, women who are child free. But I'm also quite open about it is my choice. So if someone wants to have a coach where they feel they can relate it, then of course I'm out there.
Awesome. So, having said that, where can people find you as far as like social media, websites, all that stuff?
Yes, I'm very easy to find if you spell my name correctly, because then I'm the only person with that name, and then both my website, my LinkedIn, Facebook, and everything will emerge. So yeah, Daisy Hilbrands, and with a S in the end instead of a T, which is the more normal way of spelling it, and then I'm very easy to find in that way.
All right, perfect. So I will link all of that information in the show notes for today's episode. I am really big on inspirational quotes and messages and that sort of thing. So I do always ask my guests if they have one that they would like to share with their listeners. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. In fact, I like quite good, and which is also a little bit linked in how I live my life. So it says, you can't change people, but you can change the people around you.
Love that quote.
So yeah, you can't expect people to change. You can change yourself, or you can change your surroundings. That is the two possibilities you have.
That's probably one of my favorite quotes because it's so true. And then when you change your surroundings, more things start to change. So it's so powerful. I love that one. Thank you for sharing
Yes.
that.
Thank you.
All right. Before we go, I have one more question. How do you show up in the world unapologetically?
I show up as I am. So, and it also means, for example, being child-free by choice, that is a way of showing up. I also show up in the world in my colorful dresses and overdress in any
Oh, I
occasion,
love
because
it too.
that is how I feel good. I live my life part-time as a digital nomad, because that is also how I like to travel. I bring my cat with me when I travel, no matter where I travel. So I'm perfectly fine with having a label of crazy cat lady.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. So I will say, yeah, show up as you are.
Yes, I love that so much. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, having this conversation with me. Like I said in the beginning, I do think it's an important conversation because there are many women who are in the same boat as you, and I think they probably don't talk about it because they do feel those stigmas and the judgment. So I hope that, if any of them are listening, which I hope they are, that they understand that it's okay to stand in that decision to not have children and, own it and be happy and be okay with it because it's at the end of the day, it's your life, it's your decision, and it's not for anybody else to decide. So thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
I really enjoyed this conversation about Daisy's decision to not have children. I think it's so important to highlight that not every woman has the desire to have children, and that's okay. After all, there is a lot more to being a woman than being a mother. I'd like to thank Daisy again for joining me. And before I sign off, I would like to remind you all to please rate and review this podcast. I'd love to hear your feedback on this and other episodes, and your reviews help other listeners discover this show. I'm also really excited to announce that I'm now offering life coaching. I'm focusing on self-love, mindset transformation, gratitude practices,
and removing the barriers that are holding you back from living a full, unapologetic life. If this sounds like something you'd like to learn more about, follow the podcast on Instagram at unapologetically_overcoming and send me a DM for more info. Thank you all for listening, and remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.